Clearwater RCMP called in support from the Southeast District Emergency Response Team, said ERT. Late Monday night at approximately midnight on April 8 when a U-Haul was spotted at a residence that has been under surveillance on Jenkins Road in Clearwater by an on-duty officer. The rental vehicle was driven by a prohibited driver known to police. Clearwater RCMP member, Const. Clausen, followed the U-Haul and noted it was driving quite erratically, reports Detachment Commander, Sergeant Grant Simpson. The U-Haul turned around at Little Ford, according to Simpson, realizing police were behind him, speeding up Highway 24 with RCMP in pursuit, turning onto Lemieux Creek Road. At that point, Const. Clausen activated his emergency equipment. The suspect pulled the U-Haul into a driveway and became high-centered in the driveway and then took off on foot into nearby bush. Simpson says this is typical behavior of this repeat offender and not the first time police have tracked him down like this. Upon leaving the vehicle, the suspect dropped a bag which he discarded fairly quickly after leaving the vehicle. Const. Clausen retrieved the bag and found a 9mm magazine inside, at which time the officer stopped the pursuit, and wisely so, said Simpson. Because a firearm was involved, Critical Incident Command was immediately notified, activating ERT response along with two dog teams, drones and a tactical armored vehicle, TAV, to engage in a search for the suspect. He had a lot of time to get away before ERT or the dog teams arrived. Const. Clausen called out a backup member right away, but with just two or three members in such a large rural area, it's hard to contain it. Our members did the best that they could. SGT. Simpson says this isn't the first time this suspect has done this, and that he is known to run to escape police because he is driving while prohibited. The police continued to search the area, and at approximately 2:30 p.m. Const. Meyer and Sergeant Simpson apprehended the suspect in the Lemieux Creek area. He is being held pending charges. This story was updated to clarify a 9mm magazine was tossed, not a gun.